Bonjour, Gakina. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha, and in the studio, of course, the star of the show, Nana Bonjour. Ikadon Bonjour, Nana Bonjour.
Hey, bonjour, everyone. How you doing?
And today we're taking calls. So, caller, you're on the air. I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? I had trouble understanding you. What? What? Can you understand this at all?
It says here it's Bob Dylan.
The Bob Dylan?
That's what it says.
Is this Bob Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan.
Oh, wow! Hey, everybody! Bob Dylan! I can't believe it! What an honor! How you doing today, Bob? What? Okay, well, we're gonna let you go, but I want to say thank you so much for calling in. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Dylan, I can't believe it. Wow. All right, well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to back to you, Nana Bonjour.
Bob Dylan. Wow. You never know who's going to call into the show.
Yeah, huh?
My question is, how do you get our number? So anyway, bonjour, everyone. Welcome back to the show. And today's Ojibwe word of the day. I'm thinking, you know what? We haven't done winter yet. So let's make today's word baboon, winter. In the Ojibwe language, for winter we say baboon. And you know, winter is a very sacred time of year for the Anishinaabe. You know, in winter it is our time for telling stories. And you know, I probably mentioned this before, but lots of times people, I'll be telling a story, you know, in like July, and I'll be telling like the creation story, and Shinabs will be like, hey man, don't be telling them stories, those are the winter stories. And I'll be like, people ask me, well, what's with that, how come we can't tell the stories? And the way I was told was that, you know, and back in the days of the grandfathers, before we had, you know, the internet and, you know, Netflix, the storyteller was really the, you know, one of the only sources of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
All winter long, through the whole baboon. And so the elders would be like, hey, man, don't be telling them stories in the summer. We got lots of stuff we can do outside in the summer. But in the baboon, we have to sit indoors for so much of the day because it's cold out there, you know. And so that is why baboon, winter, is a sacred time, and why we should only tell our stories in the winter. At least that's the way I was taught. All right, so baboon, winter, in Ojibwe Moan, in the Ojibwe language. All right, well, sweetie, you want to take us out?
Okay, sure. Just want to say miigwech bizandawi yeg. Thank you for listening to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Natasha, and this is Nana Bonjour, and I will see you again. Geekawaba min, minawa! Hawa!
Hawa!
Wow, can you believe it? Bob Dylan actually called in.
Professional singer, Bob Dylan. Hawa!